Now, the rest of the story. Gene Staley should have stuck with what he knew best, refining corn. His Decatur, Illinois starch works had been doing just fine until the day he got interested in football. It began innocently enough as a company team that would go out and play other company teams. It was good promotion, or so it seemed at the time. And also, well, Gene Staley loved it. He loved to sit there in the little grandstand at the playing field next to the factory, sit there, chew his fingernails through every play of every game. To him, the Staleys, as the team was called, were the most exciting thing that had ever happened to Decatur. Gene refused to poke his nose into play calling and strategy. He left that to his employee players. But one day, those fellows looked up from the gridiron. They saw Gene up there fidgeting in the stands. They saw a man who needed more than anything a place to pace. So the next week, they invited him right down onto the field, down to the sidelines, where he could strut and fret to his heart's content. What a sight he was. In his dark blue business suit and conservative hat, walking nervously back and forth and wringing his hands and cheering his team and loving every minute of it. When the Staleys played at home in the Starchworks field, as many as 1,500 local fans would sometimes appear in the stands. For the overflow games, stragglers stood where they could. The first season was a triumphant one, about 10 victories, 2 ties, only 1 defeat, the best record of all the teams they'd played. And the following season began as the first had closed, with victory upon victory. But, well, this is the rest of the story. One day, Gene Staley looked at his record of company expenditures and gasped in disbelief. The company football team, though it was winning, was losing money. Big money. There were the equipment expenses, maintenance, insurance, away games, posed a greater financial drain, what with travel tabs and factory man-hours lost. So, despite the $1 admission charged when the Staleys played on the Starch Works field, the team had actually cost the company its first season $14,406.36. And that wasn't the only problem. The starch business was taking it on the chin otherwise that year. The Staley Company in particular, which was on the verge of running 2/3 of $1 million in the red. So Gene Staley had no alternative. As much personal pleasure as it had given him, his football team would have to go. So reluctantly, Gene presented the team with a severance bonus. And then he handed the team over. I mean, players and all. He handed the whole team over to the player employee who had been coaching him. He just gave the team to this fellow, said, take it, it's yours. And thereafter, Gene Staley stuck with what he knew best. Well, Gene's company today is known as Staley Continental, still refining corn, only today a $3 billion corporation. And now you'd... more than 60 years later, the old company team isn't doing so badly either. The Staley employee who was given that team was a young man named George Hallis, and he took his players to Chicago and renamed the Decatur Staleys the Chicago Bears. And now you know the rest of the story.